All right, we're going to get started with our post-race media availabilities for today's O'Reilly Auto Parts 500. We are joined by our second-place finisher, Kevin Harvick, driver of the number 4, Busch Light Ford. Kevin, you had a pretty good battle getting going there at the end with the number 18. Why don't you just take us through those last few laps?
Yeah, you know, it's just been a frustrating 2 days. We've had a pathetic day on 2 days on pit road because we can't get pit guns that work in our pit stalls. So, today we had to pit under green, got ourselves a lap down because, you know, the pit guns work half the time and then they don't half the time. Yesterday we had 4 loose wheels because, the pit guns can't get the tires tight. So our guys did a great job with a really fast race car, and I feel bad for the guys on pit road because they get handed, just absolutely inconsistent pieces of equipment. And today it wound up costing us a race. We've had 4 or 5 issues with the pit guns this year as we've gone through the year. And we wound up winning the race. And so it's unfortunate that we have to use a piece of equipment that is handed to us. And that dictates your day.
All right. We'll open up to questions for Kevin. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. Over here to Drew.
Kevin, I mean, are pit guns that hard to get new ones? I mean, why hasn't the team changed them if you guys have had such issues?
NASCAR hands us the guns. Maybe you should learn the rules.
We'll go up here to Jerry.
Jerry Fairley, Dallas Morning News. Kevin, has your organization appealed this to NASCAR or pointed this out,
we've
the failing of the gun?
We've talked to them. Everybody on pit road has talked to them. This is 4 out of 7 weeks that we've had, trouble with the pit guns. And yesterday the rear pit gun wouldn't even, we had 2 lug nuts that were tight in the last 2 pit stops. And, you had 2 lug nuts that had 30 pounds of torque on them. And today, you have another one that the wheel doesn't even get tight. So, it's just a mess.
Go over here.
Elliot Stern, Santa Maria Times. Even with that trouble, you came back strong. Did you think at the end that you could catch Kyle Busch?
I mean, Kyle had a decent car. It's just in traffic, our car wasn't as good as it was, obviously, in clean air. And he did a good job of not making any mistakes there at the end and kept his car on the bottom and never gave us an opening to really drive in there and be able to capitalize on a mistake. He kept his car right on line and did exactly what he needed to do. And it was fast enough to be able to keep us back there. And my car would slide the front tires. And we had some trouble keeping the car on the bottom once I would get close to him. So I needed the whole run to capitalize on the full strength of our car with his car. I felt like him in the 78 probably had the best 2 cars aside from ours on the racetrack, and it just took a long time to get to the point of being able to pass them, and so you can overcome a lot of things, and we had a super fast car today, but in the end, pitting under green, for the wheel, is what put the dagger in it, and we just didn't make it all the way back.
Any final questions for Kevin? All right, Kevin, thanks for joining us. Good luck next week at Bristol.